Update: Chicago High School to implement transformative, equitable grading system which they claim doesn't mean race-based. By Penny Starr on May 31, 2022. A high school in Chicago is assessing its grading system using evidence-backed research and a racial equity analysis tool. Editor's note: the original version of this article, based on a report by West Cook News, characterized the Oak Park and River Forest High Schools, OPRs, new grading system as race-based. The school responded to that characterization with the following statement. As part of the Board of Education's strategic plan, the OPRs Grading and Assessment Committee was formed to examine national research on objective, unbiased practices for determining whether students have mastered academic content. At the Board of Education's May 26 meeting, the administration's representative to the OPRs Grading and Assessment Committee provided an initial report that included a progress update on the committee's examination of grading practices. At no time were any statements made recommending that OPRF implement a race-based grading approach. Prior to implementing grading changes, if any, recommendations will be made to the board at a public meeting. Again, contrary to the title of the article, the district has not implemented, and has no intention of implementing, any grading and assessment policy based on race. Our headline and some paragraphs have been revised accordingly. The story continues below. The move is necessary, advocates say, because traditional grading practices perpetuate inequities, a slide used in a presentation said. Students will not be held accountable for missing class, misbehaving in school, or for failing to turn in assignments. The West Cook News reported on the development. School board members discussed the plan called Transformative Education Professional Development and Grading at a meeting on May 26, presented by Assistant Superintendent for Student Learning Lori Fiorenza. The plan calls for what OPRF leaders describe as competency-based grading, eliminating zeros from the grade book, encouraging and rewarding growth over time. Teachers are being instructed how to measure student growth while keeping the school leader's political ideology in mind. Teachers and administrators at OPRs will continue the process necessary to make grading improvements that reflect our core beliefs. The plan, set to begin in the fall of 2023, says. The article notes that according to the Illinois State Board of Education, 38% of sophomores fail the Scholastic Aptitude Test, SAT. The failure rate was 77% for Black students, 49% for Hispanic students, 27% for Asian students, and 25% for white students. Margaret Sullivan, Associate Director at the Education Advisory Board, which consults colleges and universities, said teachers have to recognize when personal biases manifest. Teachers may unintentionally let non-academic factors, like student behavior or whether a student showed up to virtual class, interfere with their final evaluation of students, Sullivan said. Fiorenza called for the change after releasing a report that showed a spike in F grades in the 2020-21 school year. OPRF's administration will adopt language that makes and keeps the system visible and continues to name racism as a complex interconnected structure, the report said. We must recognize the unique challenges faced during the pandemic, intensify the need for a systemic approach to confronting the racial and socioeconomic discrepancies often experienced by our underrepresented student population. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.